Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in our studio. We got Michael Lee with us here this morning. He's the director of the Cass County Conservation Board. Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. It's a great time of the year to be involved in conservation issues, isn't it?
Wonderful. Wonderful. The weather's been great. The parks are busy. A lot of usage going on right now with great weather coming into the fall. And we'll have our camping open through the end of October. So get out and enjoy our parks.
I know once school starts, things tend to go in a different direction. But do we use our resources, those valuable resources we have, parks and recreation areas and lakes and things, do we use them enough in the fall considering how great a time of the year it is?
No, I don't think so at all. We're way underutilized in the fall, I would say. Whether it's fishing is great in the fall, camping, to me, I'd rather be out in the camping when it's 70 than when it's 90. You know, we have great weather. Like I said, we're open. Our campground's open through the end of October, so we catch most of that nice weather going into the fall. The usage is down as well. So, you know, you might have a spot all to yourself and a nice quiet weekend. So I think we could be used a lot more.
Well, I know everybody in every county can say the same thing, but we really do have some great resources here.
We surely do. Cold Springs Park, that's our main area. Beautiful area if you've never been down there. Lots of bur oaks and hickories up on the hilltop above the lake. Very serene, quiet campground. We get a little traffic through there, drive through, but otherwise it's very quiet. It does sit up off the water a ways. So if you're not looking into, if you don't want to fish or anything, you can be up away from the lake and it's just a short walk down. Another area we have is the outdoor classroom, which is southeast of Messina, which is a really underutilized area. It's got a really nice enclosed shelter, pond, lots of walking paths, and it's a great area to get out there and use this time of year as well.
You know, so many people will get in the car and take off in the fall looking for great places to view the changing of the leaves and things like that. We actually have some great places around here, too, and we've got another month and a half or so before we really start to see that activity take place.
Yeah, like I said, Cold Springs is a great area. It has great access. We have a couple more wildlife areas that are a little more out of the way. Troublesome Creek area, which is northeast of Wyota. It's a beautiful oak hickory timber. It is off of a dirt road, so access can be a little iffy at times if the weather's not the best. And the West Nottoway area and the Nottoway areas, which are both southeast of Cumberland, are another great area to get out and look at the full fall foliage. Beautiful oak and hickory. There's a few maples, so you get a nice mixture of color in the fall.
Absolutely. Well, okay, that's all the stuff we didn't want to talk about this morning, but we thought we'd throw in anyway because, you know, it's always good to educate folks. We tend to take for granted and sometimes not even research much some of the local areas that we have right here in our own backyard, and it's good to get out and know more about that. And speaking of local areas here in our backyard, Turkey Creek is one that you're going to be spending a little bit of time talking about later this week. You've got some folks that you've got some folks that are going to be invited in this Thursday evening for a public hearing to kind of talk about how to utilize that area.
Yeah, the Turkey Creek area, it's kind of a unique area we have. It's basically split in two by Highway 6. It's about 2-3 miles north of Lewis, 5 to 6 miles south of Atlantic, right off Highway 6. It's a bottomland timber right along the Nishnabotna River and then Turkey Creek as well. That's right where it joins into the Nishnabotna. The west side of the road has been open to public hunting since the county took possession of the property. The east side originally was public hunting, and I'm not sure when it was done exactly. I looked back through paperwork and files. I couldn't find any exact dates, but it was decided that it would be made into an educational area at one time. So they developed some walking trails and interpretive, and basically a self-guided interpretive trail down there. The only problem with that was that area floods a lot, and they had a really hard time keeping everything mowed, the trail, and as well as the post that they put their markers on to mark all the interpretive areas. Just had a really hard time keeping that up. When I started here in 2008, that whole system was basically gone. We maintain a parking area there on the east side and one mowed trail that'll get you down to the river, or to Turkey Creek, We do a little bit of educational air there still. We use that as one of our Iowa water spots where we take students out and they test the water quality for different things. But other than that, the area is pretty well underutilized. So that's why we're considering, the board has considered opening in the east side to public hunting as well. So that is a... It's something that's been, it was in the past, and hopefully, just depending on the input from the public and the, and our neighbors, if that does happen, if we can open it up, hopefully it'll get a little more utilization and people will use the area a little more.
Are there standards that you use to decide whether something is being properly utilized?
You know, that... Yeah, like our camping areas, we really, in our areas like that, we can get good numbers, you know, our... more outlying areas where we really don't have any true amenities, that's a little tougher to determine how much use we get. The guys, when they're mowing and stuff, they do kind of keep an eye out. You know, we always report back, well, we saw people here today at this park or this area usage. And I generally try to do a couple times a week. I try to get to every one of our areas and just check on if there's been any vandalism or anything like that, garbage dumped, and just keep an eye on areas. In that area, we get a lot of people just stopping and taking naps off the highway. But as far as actually being used as a interpretive area, or just I've really, the usage since I've been here since 2008 has been pretty null.
Have you had a lot of questions put to the board saying, why can't we open that up? Why can't we use it for more things? Have people been asking?
Yeah. Since I started, I know several of our board members have had people come to them and ask why it's not open to public hunting. That area right there, if you're familiar with it, it's a deer collision, probably one of our biggest areas in the county. And it is, it's right along the river. Those deer are they're transitioning from that east side where there is no hunting, which is basically a refuge. So they're stacking in there pretty well and going over to the west side to the crop fields and such. And there's a lot of deer collisions there. So that's one big thing we were asked, you know, hey, that's, people are hitting deer here almost daily. Is there a reason why we can't hunt over there? So that's been one of our main reasons why we possibly will open it up if everything goes as planned.
How do the deer know that there's no hunting in certain areas and they're safe?
It's amazing, but it doesn't take them very long to figure it out. It doesn't take them long at all.
I guess it's one of those strange mysteries of nature. Would that create any issues at all? Would it create more... would you have to watch over that area more? I mean, what issues would it create if you decided to open that up?
Yeah, we'll have to go in and sign everything. We try to sign everything every about eighth or quarter mile, depending on the size of the area, to make sure that our users aren't getting over onto our neighbors. That side of the road there of the Turkey Creek area, it's kind of unique. The north boundary line is the river. The south boundary line is a road. The west boundary line is Highway 6. So we really only have one fence line that will adjoin a neighbor. So hopefully, if we can keep everybody from using or from crossing over into there, we'll sign that really effectively as much as we can to let them know that they are on, they're at the end of the private, or excuse me, public property, and are going on, and so they do not transfer over onto the private property next door.
Sure. Is there much acreage there on that side?
It was more than I thought. I want to say it was like, what was it? I looked it up the other day. Not just shy of 20 acres, I think, on the east side of the road. So a decent little area.
Decent little space there, especially if you're having to work through lowland and trees and things. So.
Yes, it's very, very thick and dense, very dense cover.
So would that be its primary use then as hunting, or just obviously during those seasons?
I would say so. It would probably get more use as a hunting area than anything else I can see. Like I said, the type of vegetation, and then with the yearly flooding, it's so hard to maintain anything else in there, fences and whatnot. It's just it's constantly washing things out. So I think it would be a good usage of the area. We're pretty limited in Cass County as far as what we have for public hunting acres. Like there's just we don't really have anything at Cold Springs that's open to public. The West and Nottoway area and the Nottoway area are public hunting, but we probably have less than 400 acres of county ground in Cass County for public hunting. So I think it would be a good thing for the county to gain a little more access in that way.
Well, we'll see what the public thinks, I
guess. Yep, we will.
There is a resolution before the Cass County Conservation Board to open that east half of the Turkey Creek Wildlife Area to public hunting, and they have scheduled that public hearing coming up this Thursday evening. That's just an open event for folks to come in and
anybody from the county can come and express their concern or thoughts on the possible signing of that resolution, and the board will take into consideration what the public thinks, and hopefully have a good turnout so we have a really good feel of what the public wants. That's what we want to do. We want to make it is what the public wants. That's who it's for, and that's who uses it. So if they don't see it as a public hunting area, then we'll take that into consideration, and we'll try to do something else with it.
Will they make their decision that evening?
Possibly, yeah. The resolution is on the agenda for the meeting Thursday night. So if they feel comfortable with passing it, it's a possibility.
Very good. Again, that hearing is 5:00 this Thursday, August 27th, and that's at the DNR office there at Cold Springs Park in Lewis. Everybody welcome to attend. Well, Micah, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. I know it's been a bit of a challenge this year with all the rain that we've had in certain areas, but things look great, and you know, it's just a matter of keeping up with everything, I guess, when you get behind.
Exactly. Thanks for having me, Jim, and hopefully we look forward to seeing everybody there at the DNR office, and that is something I wanted to express. It is at the DNR office next door to the county's office. They have a little bigger meeting area than what we have, so hopefully we have a good turnout, and we'll see you Thursday.
Excellent. Thanks for coming by.
Yep, thank you.